Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. House Committee will hear impeachment testimony today. We've got the story. And a murder suspect captured in South Wichita.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. A cold front is quickly moving from northwest to southeast this morning, bringing an end to the mild weather we had over the past weekend. We will talk about what we can expect today coming up.
The House Judiciary Committee is moving forward with the impeachment inquiry. Committee Chair Jerry Nadler saying articles of impeachment will presumably be introduced this week. President Trump has called the hearings a sham. Senator Lindsey Graham responds on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures.
This is a joke of a process. It's dangerous to the country. It's the first impeachment scenario in the country started in-house, not with outside counsel.
Nadler says the Democrats tried to give the president a fair trial, but by inviting him to have his lawyers and witnesses participate, but the Trump administration has declined. Butler County authorities say three people died in a head-on crash. This happened Saturday night at Southwest 50th and Haverhill Road. Authorities say the two vehicles collided head-on and then caught on fire. It's not known what caused the crash. The victims' names have not been released. A suspected fugitive is in police custody and charged with numerous crimes after ramming a squad car and leading police on a chase in South Wichita Friday night.
Just after 5 p.m., officers from the Violent Crimes Community Response Team were looking for a wanted fugitive at the Riverwalk Apartments in the 2600 block of South Topeka. Officer Charlie Davidson says the suspected fugitive was seen getting into a vehicle. As officers approached the suspect to make an arrest, the alleged fugitive tried to elude officers, backing his car into a WPD squad car and then attempting to flee on foot. The suspect, 25-year-old Chevy Jones of Wichita, was captured at a nearby Walmart and taken into custody. Jones was arrested on charges of first-degree murder, aggravated battery, criminal possession of a firearm, and outstanding warrants. The arrest stems from a shooting this past Tuesday that fatally wounded 31-year-old Robert Jr. of Wichita. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Police are investigating a home accident in Bentley, northwest of Wichita.
A 2-year-old child was sent to the hospital in East Bentley on Sunday afternoon. Sedgwick County Dispatch confirmed the accident happened just before 3 p.m. in the area of 12,300 West 101st Street. Police Sergeant Matthew Lynch says that an adult was driving the vehicle involved in the home accident. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office is investigating the cause of the accident. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
North Korea said Sunday it carried out a very important test at a long-range rocket site. Fox's Garrett Tenney reports from Washington.
The test took place at a key launch site near North Korea's border with China, and experts believe it was likely for a new type of engine for long-range ballistic missiles. The timing is no coincidence, though. This is the latest in a string of increasingly provocative actions by the North, which has conducted a series of short-range missile tests over the last few months, all in an effort to pressure the U.S. to offer sanctions relief before an end-of-the-year deadline, when Kim Jong-un has said he will be done with negotiations and forced to seek another way.
President Trump reacted on Twitter Sunday, saying Kim Jong-un is too smart and has far too much to lose, everything actually, if he acts in a hostile way. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And in sports today, we've got wins for lots of the local teams.
Yeah.
And we'll be talking about that coming up here in just a few minutes.
Can you eat art? That story coming up on the apparently you can. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Monday morning. State Representative Stephen Owens had the opportunity to serve on an 18-month criminal justice reform commission that was passed by the Kansas legislature. In their first preliminary findings sent to the legislature, Owens says one of the recommendations is to renovate an existing building to house additional inmates instead of sending them out of state. Owens commented on the John Whitmer Show.
The legislature appropriated nearly $16 million to send inmates to Arizona, is where we have 120 inmates currently. For half that cost, we could create that facility, renovate that facility, and operate it for a year. And actually, for $16 million, you get an entire 3 years' use out of it.
The John Whitmer Show, Sunday night at 7 on KNSS. The average U.S. price of regular-grade gasoline has dipped one penny per gallon to $2.65 over the past 2 weeks. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg talks about what impacts national gasoline prices this time of year.
The holiday itself is not the impact. Rather, it is the fact that this is our low demand season, and it would take a crash in crude oil prices to cause a substantial decline at the pump.
There is a huge abundance of gasoline supply available to the U.S. at a time when consumers use far less. This time of year, U.S. demand for gasoline is likely to plunge. Art that's so good you can eat it. A banana duct taped to a wall that sold for over $100,000 has been devoured.
The so-called piece of art titled Comedian was the work of an Italian artist. Well, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and a French collector bought it for $120,000. But on Saturday, in front of art lovers, New York-based performance artist David DeTuna ate the banana. The gallery reported the incident to security, but he slipped away, and we don't mean on the banana peel. The director of museum relations says the work is still salvageable, but we're not sure how. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And right now, out there in traffic, those traffic volumes are starting to pick up. I'm not seeing any big slowdowns out there just yet. And looks like some of that fog that we had in the overnight hours are lifted, but you still could see some slick spots on the roadways. Be a good idea to watch out for that this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Yeah, I had a little moisture on my windshield this morning. It wasn't frozen, but I did use the wipers to get it off of there. Let's take a look at the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast now with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Yeah, good morning, Steve. You know, that fog was, it was really something earlier this morning and late last night. And honestly, that was some of the worst fog that I've seen in a while. It was very, very thick. And yeah, driving through it, I had to use my windshield wipers a couple of times, too, just to kind of, you know, help clear things up. But it slowed traffic down quite a bit, even though, of course, there wasn't really a whole lot of traffic on the roads that time of night, you know, as we're going into work ourselves. But yeah, it was definitely something, and as Jad mentioned, our winds, even though it's going to be a windy day out there, really helping a lot of that fog lifts. Sedgwick County was under a dense fog advisory all the way through 8 o'clock, but that was allowed to be canceled a little bit early. So as long as we can just deal with colder winds, are you ready for it, Steve? Because it's,
I think so.
I know we had a nice weekend.
Yeah.
It's going to feel a lot more like winter today, so just brace yourselves. High of only 38 degrees today, well below the norm for this time of year. Mostly cloudy skies and only a 10% chance of an isolated rain, snow shower. But it does look like things should be dry out there. I'm not too concerned with that. The bigger weather story is going to be the cold and the wind. Turning partly cloudy tonight. Should be able to get some sunshine before the day is over. And then a low of 23 degrees. So we'll have a colder start tomorrow. But then temperatures will actually start to improve through our Tuesday. 49 degrees for a high tomorrow. And then another 10% chance of a random sprinkle flurry, but not too much of a concern there. And then temperatures improving even more once we get in Wednesday through Friday, which will be pretty quiet days with good amounts of sunshine and highs reaching the 50s. Now, even though it's only Monday, looking ahead to the weekend, it does look like we'll have a decent chance at seeing some wintry weather. So by the time we get into Sunday, that's where we could have anywhere between a wintry mix or possibly even some snow showers around the area. So for right now, definitely something to watch. And if you have big weekend plans, safe to go ahead and start thinking about a plan B right now. And currently, we're at 38 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. Still a few cloud breaks out there. And winds picking up as I speak. They were out of the north at 9 miles an hour just a few minutes ago. And now they're at 15 miles an hour. And we could see gusts get up to anywhere between 40 to 45 miles an hour today. And that means we're under a wind advisory throughout at least the morning hours, allowed to expire at noon. And those strong winds out there already making it feel more like 29 degrees. So, again, it's just going to be cold and windy all day.
All right. Thank you, Ronnell, the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. 7:13 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And we had a cloudy day across Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature 51 degrees. Normal high is 45. Yesterday is a big day on my calendar and on my wife's calendar as well. December 8, 1969, in the evening hours, I happened in with a friend to the Taco Tico restaurant at Broadway and Kellogg here in Wichita, and there was a young lady behind the counter who caught my eye and caught my attention quickly. And anyway, we went ended up going out that night for a little meal, for a little breakfast. That was my wife, Shelley. We met 50 years ago at Taco Tico, where she worked downtown. Now, yesterday, Sunday, on the annual date, the 50th anniversary, we went ahead. We had lunch at a Taco Tico.
Hey.
Out on North Tyler Road. So what did you come up with, Jad? You were talking about, what do you call the anniversary of your meeting somebody? The meat-iversary, or...
That just doesn't sound right, does it?
First acquaintance, first date-iversary. Anyway.
I couldn't come up with anything better, but maybe we should. Maybe there just shouldn't be a word
for
that.
Yeah, just leave it alone. Most people, I don't think most people celebrate that. I don't know, the couples I know say, we met on this date, but for some reason, it's a feast day in the Catholic Church, and Shelley had been to church that day. She remembers it a lot that way, but, she reminds me of it every... Hey, there you go, buddy. St. Shelley. Yeah, there you go.
Probably the most significant thing that's ever happened in a Taco Tico.
And that one, at least, I think so. anyway, we had a great weekend. We just did some family things, and the Friday night went out to eat. My son-in-law and I, his birthday is on the 1st of December. Mine's on the 4th. So we saved him. I think it was Saturday night we went out at a steakhouse, and it was, I'm not going to tell you which one it is, but
sure.
it was just absolutely packed by 4:30 in the afternoon.
What one isn't?
And my picture, my photo's in the wall in the lobby. That's all I'm going to tell you.
But, cool.
There you go. And then Shelly and I had an occasion to watch a couple of TVs, a couple of movies on TV. We got into that Christmas. Hey, let's do a couple of Christmas movies. One of them was the 1951 Christmas story, Christmas Carol.
A Christmas
Scrooge.
Carol. Yeah.
With Alistair Cooke, which is...
good one.
To me, is the best. That's the best. We also watched Holiday Affair. That's the Robert Mitchum and Janet Leigh movie. I don't know if you've ever seen that one. That's a good one. That's a love story, okay? Set at the Christmas holidays, and that's a very good one, too. So we're going to try to watch a couple more here before Christmas gets here. Get in the mood and the spirit of Christmas. Did a little shopping yesterday, and that's Christmas is a coming. I guess we start the countdown. Today is what, the 9th? Would give it about 16 days?
Yeah, we're getting
something
closer.
Like that. All right.
Yeah, haven't even started my shopping yet. Don't.
That's all right.
Yeah, I've got to find out how many people I'm shopping for. I think is the big thing.
Figure it out.
Yeah, we've kind of got that thing going where sometimes you're buying for so-and-so, and sometimes you're buying for so-and-so.
If you get caught late, just re-gift. That's what I do.
Anyway. I suppose so.
Yeah. Hey, tomorrow night, the 9th Annual Air Capital Chorus Christmas Radio Hour.
That's tomorrow night.
It's tomorrow night at the Scottish Rite Center. That's 1st in Topeka in Wichita. It all starts at 7 o'clock. You can be a part of that fun-filled music program. Be the live studio audience as we do these... the Air Capital Chorus is going to be there, of course, singing for you. And Steve and Ted, we're going to be there. Also, special appearance by the Jolly Old Elf. Non-perishable food item or monetary donation for the Kansas Food Bank is requested.
Yes.
It's a great place to see the program, and we're going to do a great show for you this year. We're going to record the whole thing. Our program director, Tony Dusing, always runs the dials over there and gets it recorded just right.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's going to play that back 8 o'clock. On Christmas morning.
That's right.
So you hear what the live radio hour sounds like on Christmas morning. But you're invited to come out. I understand my grandson, Nolan, he went to one, his first one, when he was probably one of the first ones, about 9 or 10 years ago when he was just a kid. Now he's 19, and he's going to Wichita State. And I guess he told his mom, I'd like to go to that again, because when he was a kid, he just thought that was amazing to see something like that.
It was tradition there.
So, kind of making it a family tradition. I've had my grandkids there, but... You're welcome to come out. That's tomorrow night, Scottish Rite Center, 1st in Topeka. What a great place. At 7 o'clock, and it's the 9th Annual Air Capital Chorus Christmas Radio Hour. I looked over the script today, and I got a lot of words in there. I got a big part. Fortunately, I won't have to memorize them. I can just read them.
But you can just read them. That's
But why they've got me in there that much, I don't know. But maybe they couldn't find anybody else.
Couldn't find anybody better. Yeah.
7:18 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports this morning with Jad Chambers on the sports desk. And, hey, we got some good news about the Chiefs this morning, right?
We did. Could have been bad, though. The
Could
Chiefs
have been. Yeah.
On the road in Foxborough to take on the Patriots, and it very nearly ended before the game even started. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, some of the Chiefs' gear for the game against the Patriots was footballs and helmets and shoulder pads for 35 players were not taken off the team plane. That plane was sent on to Newark, New Jersey. It had to be rushed.
But they didn't get off the plane?
No, no. They just,
oh, okay.
Yeah, somehow or another,
wow,
they didn't get that equipment off of the plane. And so okay, that equipment was gone. Now, here's the thing. The Chiefs are responsible for getting that equipment to Foxborough. And so if that equipment doesn't make it there, the Chiefs have to forfeit that game. They don't have enough players with enough equipment to field a team. And so they would have had to have forfeited, but it was rushed back to Gillette Stadium. It got there about 2 hours before kickoff, a little under 2 hours before kickoff. So
surely the Patriots would have loaned them some shoulder pads and jerseys,
no,
right?
Not if it would have meant an automatic win.
The good old Patriots, right?
Exactly. Now, it did arrive, and the near miss didn't hurt the Chiefs. It didn't start out particularly well for the Chiefs.
Scary.
Brady and the Patriots drove down the field, got an early touchdown, and then about three players plays later, they picked off Mahomes, got the ball right back. But the Chiefs managed to have a 10-7 lead before the end of the first quarter. And here it is. New England had a chance to tie it up or win it down by 7 with a 4th-and-3 on the 5-yard line. This is in the closing seconds here. You heard it yesterday on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Mitch Holtis with the call.
4th-and-3, they call it. Really more like 2. The football is at the 5. Chiefs 23, Patriots 16. Brady, a long count here, trying to give a hand signal to Edelman. Takes the snap, Chiefs spring pressure. Left side throw, and it's broken up in the end zone! Broken up in the end zone! Knocked down by Breshad Breeland. The Chiefs hold on downs at the 5-yard line.
And the Chiefs win it, 23-16. And that isn't all they won.
The Chiefs have beaten New England for the second time in Foxborough in the last 3 seasons. And now, with the Oakland loss today, your Kansas City Chiefs are the AFC West champions again. Back to back to back to back.
Probably because you can hear it on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We're the home of the Chiefs. How about that?
Yep.
That's great.
Yeah. Next up for the Chiefs, a return home and a matchup with the Broncos on Sunday. Still got to really put that effort out there, though. You really want to ensure that you get that home field advantage throughout, and so we'll see.
Is that what is at stake?
Yeah.
Then?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, for the rest of the season, you know, right, the rest of the regular season, you've got to make sure that you don't
perform.
Drop everything. Yeah.
Okay.
A big test for the Shocker men on the road in Stillwater facing Oklahoma State. You heard it yesterday on 103.7 KEYN. Mike Kennedy with the call.
Bob Chanique gets a man in the air, drives it, and dunks. He was going to shoot the 3, and they came flying, and he took a dribble and 2 steps to the basket and slammed it home.
There was a worrying scoring drought in the first half, but the Shockers did get the win. They defeated Oklahoma State 80-61. Here's Wichita State head coach Greg Marshall.
Really proud of the guys, the passion, the toughness, and I thought we were just relentless in pursuit of balls and on the glass We really executed. We got some really good looks off of our sets today.
Next up for the Shockers, a neutral site but not a hostile site matchup with OU at Interest Bank Arena, and that's on Saturday. The Butler Grizzlies capped their 2019 season with an appearance at the Midwest Classic Bowl in Miami, Oklahoma. Number 7, Butler facing number 13, Trinity Valley Cardinals out of Athens, Texas. And you heard it yesterday over on KFH 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Dennis Higgins with the call.
Fakes handoff. He rolls to the right. The pass is caught inside the 5, and it's a touchdown.
I could be an offensive coordinator, Dennis. I just called that play.
That's exactly right. That was Romello Kimbrough, who scored a big touchdown here last year in the bowl game. On the rollout to the right, Kimbrough caught it inside the 5 and then just belted his way into the end zone. And the Grizzlies now have upped their lead to 20-0 with 7:41 to go in the first half.
Butler wins that Midwest Classic Bowl 33-23. They finish their season with a 10-3 record. Tonight on the air over on KFH 98.7 and 1330 KFH tonight is the WSU Coaches Show starting at 6 o'clock. The men's head coach,
Greg Marshall. That is followed at 7 by the women's head coach, Keitha Adams. Shocker ladies coming off of a 63-52 win over Eastern Michigan. And then over on KFH, it is Monday Night Football. The New York Giants on the road versus the Philadelphia Eagles. That's sports on Steve and Ted in the Morning.
7:23 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update. Kamala Harris is out of the race. Traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.